broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
So we're back. Thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate it. And again, everybody sticking with us. We have a phenomenal series of guests still left. My next guest, Brian Aher, very excited to have you, digital health evangelist from Aetna, but then also just a great industry guy for interoperability. But tell us a little bit about your background to start off with, Brian.
Well, I work in the Medicity business of Aetna.
Oh, yes.
A lot of interoperability activity going on there. And beyond just that, though, not just interoperability, really thinking about how you can use data to improve patient care and improve the patient experience and ultimately to lower costs as well. It's all about the data. Mm-hmm. That's sort of my mantra.
Well, you're just a great ambassador for the industry as well, so I'm very happy to have you. So taking a little bit of a step back, what are some of your goals for attending HIMSS each year? Beyond seeing just a lot of your friends and all that.
Yeah, that's one of the things is, you know, it's a community.
It is.
Right? We're like more than just friends, really. Yeah. It's almost a family of people. So you know, true. I look over and see Nick over there. And I think about the Pink Sox people.
That's right.
Right? And, you know, Regina Holiday in the walking gallery.
Yep.
These things they're really meaningful.
The fabrics of our community now in our industry.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, there's more than that to come to HIMSS. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things is I like to really see the emerging trends and the technologies that are coming out and try to stay a little bit ahead of the curve.
Yep.
So I'd give you an example of that.
Please, yeah, that's my next question.
Yeah. Yeah. About a year ago, I got turned on to blockchain technologies and thinking about how they're going to impact different industries. A friend of mine, Brian Bellendorf, who started the Hyperledger project, and he is the inventor of Apache software, mm-hmm. which runs quite a bit of the internet.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, and he knows his stuff. And so I talked to him about Hyperledger and thought, wow, he's right. This is going to have a significant impact on society and on every industry, including healthcare. And so started thinking that through. And everybody at the time, not everybody, but a lot of people at the mm-hmm. time were saying, that's ridiculous. There's no room for blockchain in healthcare. And I don't like to think what other people think.
Right.
So I said, well, you might be wrong. I might be wrong, too.
Right.
By the fall, I'd seen what people were actually doing.
That's right.
Right. They're doing it now.
They are.
And so I said, yeah, it's going to be huge. And so I knew that would be a part of HIMSS. Because IEEE, mm-hmm. You know, the Computer Society, which I'm involved with, has an event, and it's here at HIMSS, the Rockstars of Blockchain. So I knew that was coming, and I'm pretty excited about that. The other thing is machine learning, which is, a lot of people think artificial intelligence,
right.
Machine learning tools create artificial intelligence, but machine learning tools do other things as well, automation. There's a lot of process improvement that you can do through machine learning techniques that aren't necessarily artificial intelligence. You know, there's algorithmic activity you can do with machine learning that already now is having a significant impact on healthcare. And I think that even in the near term, you know, within this year, mm-hmm. is going to start to have a growing impact in the next 2-3 years.
Predictive analytics, I think, right? I
mean, predictive analytics is one component of it. There's a lot of, you know, data mining. When you think about, I get back to the data, you know, it's all about the data. Data is the currency of this next century. Your data assets, your most valuable asset. Quit building facilities, okay? We don't need another $110 million hospital in your community because my goal is to eliminate all those hospital beds. Most of them aren't filled anyway.
Right.
You're wasting your money. Analogy is to the computer industry, where computers were mainframes and you had to have a terminal into the mainframe. You got the hospital as the mainframe way of thinking, and you have to have a terminal into the hospital for healthcare. But then computers, you had PCs, pretty soon the mobile revolution, computers went out into the community, into people's businesses, and into their pockets. And that's where healthcare is going, too. So if you're stuck in a mainframe way of doing healthcare, then you're a dinosaur.
Yes.
and you're going to get into the tar pits.
Yep.
So really think advanced, you know, beyond just the mainframe and the physical structure. Think virtual, and technology obviously is going to play a huge role there.
So you just hit on a couple of those. So in the closing question here, what are a few of the best practices or two or three best practices that you speak about or that you advocate upon to navigate this successfully, to navigate these yeah. Data and what's coming out?
Well, that's a big question.
I know.
We'll have to do another 10 minutes.
Exactly.
I would rather than think about best practices, I think about concepts and sort of the philosophy behind it, some principles. Don't get stuck in doing the same thing all the time the same way because technology advances exponentially. And we're linear thinkers. So, you know,
so
the
true.
Price point of computing doubles, right? The capacity of computing doubles. And this is what Moore's Law is based on. But it's not just Moore's Law. It's all of technology. So we've reached a point now where physical limitations at a 4-nanometer chip, you can't get any smaller. It's the size of a molecule. Transistors are as small as they're going to get. Well, is that the end of computing? No, because now we've got other models to use beyond silicon, right? And that's what's going to happen, and it's going to continue exponentially growing. So it's going to double. And it doesn't seem like much when you're doubling $5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 40, and so forth, 256 to 512. Think about gigs, terabytes and petabytes, right? We're at the gigabyte to petabyte stage. Pretty soon, exponential growth gets to quantum. And so keep that in mind as you're thinking about what's going on, because what we used to think just 5 years ago would be 10 years off is here today. And so I keep saying that the future is now.
Right.
The things that we think are the future are actually here today. And so don't limit yourself by the technology we have available to you today. Be creative.
Nope, that's fantastic.
And be forward thinking and don't be scared. Be fearless.
I love it.
Be
that's fantastic.
Fearless.
Yes.
You know what? If you
that's
don't fail, you suck.
There you go.
All right? You have to fail to succeed. If you don't ever fail, then you're not trying hard.
Yep.
So you got to try things that you might not be able to do just so that you can break those barriers and get beyond our really tight, boxy thinking.
Yep. No, that's excellent excellent advice and just words of wisdom to live by. And that's why you do also great on the Twitters and the Twittersphere, because you just dispel great advice. What is your Twitter handle, just so everybody knows when you have it on air?
I hardly ever tweet to myself. Oh, it's my name. It's at A-H-I-E-R. So it's just my last name, which is, it was free.
Yeah.
It was available
because
hardly anybody has that name. And it's 5 characters.
Yeah.
I'll give one last piece of advice you brought
Please.
Up, Twitter.
Yep.
When you make a Twitter handle, do not have it be 72 characters
Correct,
long.
Correct, because you're eating up all that space.
Then you can only tweet small
characters.
Little things.
That's right.
So make it as short as possible while it still makes sense and make it catchy.
Brian, thank you just so much for joining the show today. You're a great guest. We're going to have you back for sure. Great wisdom, my friend.
This was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.